Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. The wives of the serpent, known as the Nagapatnis, saw that their husband had been subdued by the Lord's kicking, and that he was almost at the point of death due to bearing the heavy burden of the Lord, within whose abdomen the whole universe remains. Kaliya's wives prepared to worship the Lord, and in their haste their clothes, hair, and ornaments became disarrayed. They also surrendered unto the Supreme Lord and began to pray. They appeared before him, put forward their offspring, and anxiously offered respectful obeisances, falling down on the bank of the Yamuna. The Nagapatnis knew that Krishna is the shelter of all surrendered souls, and they desired to release their husband from the impending danger by pleasing the Lord with their prayers. The Nagapatnis began to offer their prayers as follows. O dear Lord, you are equal to everyone. For you, there is no distinction between your sons, friends, or enemies. Therefore, the punishment which you have so kindly offered to Kaliya is exactly befitting. O Lord, you have descended especially for the purpose of annihilating all kinds of disturbing elements within the world. And because you are the absolute truth, there is no difference between your mercy and your punishment. We think, therefore, that this apparent punishment of Kaliya is actually some kind of benediction. We consider that your punishment is your great mercy upon us, because when you punish someone, it is to be understood that the reactions of his or her sinful activities are eradicated. It is already clear that this creature, appearing in the body of a serpent, must have been overburdened with all kinds of sin. Otherwise, how could he have the body of a serpent? Your dancing on his hoods has reduced all the sinful results of actions caused by his having this body of a serpent. It is therefore very auspicious that you have become angry and have punished him in this way. We are very much astonished to see how you have become so much pleased with this serpent, who evidently performed various religious activities in his past lives that pleased everyone. He must have undergone all kinds of penances and austerities, humbly honored others, and executed universal welfare activities for all living creatures. Prabhupada now comments on this. The Nagapatnis confirm that one cannot come in contact with Krishna without having executed pious activities in devotional service in one's previous lives. As Lord Chaitanya advised in his Shikshastaka, one has to execute devotional service by humbly chanting the Hare Krishna mantra, thinking oneself lower than the straw in the street, and not expecting honor for himself, but offering all kinds of honor to others. Prabhupada continues to comment, the Nagapatnis were astonished that although Kaliya had the body of a serpent as a result of the grievous sinful activities, At the same time, he was in contact with the Lord to the extent that the Lord's lotus feet were touching his hoods. Certainly, this was not the ordinary result of pious activities. These two contradictory facts astonished them. Thus, they continued to pray. O dear Lord, we are simply astonished to see that he is so fortunate as to have the dust of your lotus feet on his head. This is a fortune sought after by great saintly persons. Even the goddess of fortune underwent severe austerities just to have the blessing of the dust of your lotus feet. So how is it that Kaliya is so easily getting this dust on his head? We have heard from authoritative sources that those who are blessed with the dust of your lotus feet do not care even for the high post within this universe, namely the post of Lord Brahma, or the kingship of the heavenly planets, or the sovereignty of this planet. Nor do such persons desire to rule the planets above this earth, such as Siddhaloka, nor do they aspire for the mystic powers achieved by the yoga process. Nor do the pure devotees aspire for liberation by becoming one with you. My Lord, although he is born in a species of life which is fostered by the most abominable mode of material nature, accompanied with the quality of anger, this king of the serpents has achieved something very, very rare. Living entities who are wandering within this universe in different species of life can very easily achieve the greatest benediction only by your mercy. Prabhupada now comments, it is confirmed in the Chaitanya Charitamrita that the living entities are wandering within the universe in various species of life by the mercy of Krishna and the spiritual master. They can get the seed of devotional service, and thus their path of liberation can be cleared. The Nagapatnis continued, we therefore offer our respectful obeisances unto you, our dear Lord, because you are the Supreme Person. You are living as the Supersoul within every living entity, although you are transcendental to the cosmic manifestation. Everything is resting in you. You are the personified, indefatigable eternal time. The entire time force is existing in you, and you are therefore the seer and the embodiment of total time in the shape of past, present, and future, month, day, hour, moment, everything. In other words, O Lord, you can see perfectly all the activities happening in every moment, in every hour, in every day, in every month, in every year, past, present, and future. You are yourself the universal form, and yet you are different from this universe. You are simultaneously one with and different from the universe. We therefore offer our respectful obeisances unto you. You are yourself the whole universe, and yet you are the creator of the whole universe. You are the superintendent and maintainer of this whole universe, and you are its original cause. Although you are present within this universe by your three qualitative incarnations, Brahma, Vishnu, and Maheshwar, you are transcendental to the material creation. Although you are the cause of the appearance of all kinds of living entities, their senses, their lives, their minds, their intelligence. You are to be realized by your internal energy. Let us therefore offer our respectful obeisances unto you, who are unlimited, finer than the finest, the center of all creation, and the knower of everything. Different varieties of philosophical speculators try to reach you. You are the ultimate goal of all philosophical efforts, and it is actually only you who are described by all philosophies and by different kinds of doctrines. Let us offer our respectful obeisances unto you, because you are the origin of all scripture and the source of knowledge. You are the root of all evidences, and you are the supreme person who can bestow upon us the supreme knowledge. You are the cause of all kinds of desires, and you are the cause of all kinds of satisfaction. You are the Vedas personified. Therefore, we offer you our respectful obeisances. Based on this last prayer of the Nagapatnis, I am inspired to sing one of my songs. And so I would like to take a break here and sing that song, and then we'll continue with the prayers of the Nagapatnis. So this song is called "It All Comes from Krishna." It all comes from Krishna. It all comes from Krishna. The sun and the moon and the planets and everything you see. It all comes from Krishna. The knowledge I've got and the knowledge I'll get is not mine. From Krishna, it all comes from Krishna, it all comes from Krishna. I was always puzzled, I didn't know how it all. I looked around, and now I can see how it's all meant to be. It all comes from Krishna. Pleasure and pain, wind and the rain, good and bad, happy, sad, it all comes from Krishna. It all comes from Krishna. It all from Krishna. Krishna, 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 Krishna. So now we will resume our Krishna book reading. Our dear Lord, you are the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, and you are also the Supreme Enjoyer. You have now appeared as the son of Vasudev, a manifestation of the state of pure goodness. You are the predominating deities of mind and intelligence, Aniruddha and Prajumna, and you are the Lord of all the Vaishnavas. By your expansion as the Chaturvyuha, namely Vasudev, Sankarshan, Aniruddha, and Prajumna, you are the cause of the development of mind and intelligence. By your activities only, the living entities become covered by forgetfulness or discover their real identity. This is confirmed in the Bhagavad Gita 15th chapter, Saravasya Chaham Hridi Sannivishta Matak Smritir Gyanam Apohanam Cha. The Lord is sitting as the Supersoul in everyone's heart, and due to his presence, the living entity either forgets him or herself or revives one's original identity. We can partially understand that you are within our hearts as the witness of all our activities. But it is very difficult to appreciate your presence, although every one of us can do so to some extent. You are the supreme controller of both material and spiritual energies. Therefore, you are the supreme leader, although you are different from this cosmic manifestation. You are the witness and creator and the very ingredient of this cosmic manifestation. We therefore offer our respectful obeisances unto you. Our dear Lord, in the matter of creating this cosmic manifestation, personally, you have nothing to exert. By expanding your different kinds of energy, namely the mode of passion, the mode of goodness, and the mode of ignorance, you create, maintain, and annihilate this cosmic manifestation. As the controller of the entire time force, you simply glance over the material energy, thereby creating this universe and energizing the different modes of material nature, which act differently in different creatures. No one can estimate, therefore, how your activities are going on within this world. Our dear Lord, although you have expanded into the three principal deities of this universe, namely Lord Brahma, Lord Vishnu, and Lord Shiva, for creation, maintenance, and destruction, your appearance as Lord Vishnu is actually for the benediction of living creatures. Therefore, for those who are actually peaceful and who are aspiring after the supreme peace, worship of your peaceful appearance as Lord Vishnu is recommended. O Lord, we are submitting our prayers unto you. You can appreciate that this poor serpent is going to give up his life. You know that for us women, our husband is our life and everything. Therefore, we are praying unto you that you kindly excuse Kaliya, our husband, because if this serpent dies, then we shall be in great difficulty. Looking upon us only, please excuse this great offender. Our dear Lord, every living creature is your offspring, and you maintain everyone. This serpent is also your offspring, and you can excuse him once, although he has offended you, undoubtedly, without knowing your supremacy. We are praying that he may be excused this time. Our dear Lord, we are offering our loving service unto you, because we are all eternal servitors of your Lordship. You can order us to do whatever you please. Every living being can be relieved from all kinds of despair if he or she agrees to abide by your orders. So we're going to end our reading for today here, and we'll begin our questions and answers, because that is the end of the prayers of the Nagapatnis. But before we do our questions and answers, we will do one song. We will do a bhajan. So after this bhajan is when we will do the questions and answers.
Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Krishna, 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 Krishna.